I don't really know about that much about you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Chinese, and but not everyone know I'm a Chinese-born Korean. Yeah, so my mother language is Korean, not Chinese. Right. Or
Really?
yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Korean, but actually I'm not really good at Korean. Because I stopped learning Korean from maybe 10 years old. Yeah.
You were born in China,
Yeah.
and how long did you live in China?
19 years.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah.
you were born in China
And I
and you
grew
grew
up
up in
in
China.
China.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your family is from Korea.
Yeah, they all.
I had no
Yeah.
idea about that. I had no I thought, I looked at your name, Zhen Yu.
Yeah.
Wait, is that your full name? What's your full name again?
My full name is Zhen Yu Kim. Zhen Yu Kim, which in Korea we say Zhen Yong
So your family name is Zen.
Zhen,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, your family name is Zen. If your family name had been Kin, then I would have thought you're Korean. So the Zen is a Chinese name or is that a Korean name?
It's a Korean name.
It's a Korean name.
Yeah.
And in Korean you say Gom.
Zhen.
Zen.
Zhen.
That's okay.
So
It's
complicated.
I
I
that's
know.
really interesting. I didn't know that about you. So
Yeah.
your family, why were they in China?
I don't know either.
Okay. Well, what does your father do? Was it your father's business?
No. My father is just a piano teacher. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
only a piano
why are
teacher.
you here in Japan then? To study?
Because my mom is here.
Oh, your mom is
Yeah,
here.
yeah,
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
okay.
She moved to Japan.
He?
She
She? She.
moved to Japan when I was 3 years old, which is 1998.
Hold it, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you lived in China until you were 19, and
Yeah.
your mom moved to Japan
When I was
when
three
you were 3 years
years.
old. Okay,
Yeah.
okay. Keep going, tell me some more.
Yeah.
So, you're Chinese born and Korean, but you don't speak Korean very well.
Well, yeah, because I didn't need to speak Korean when I was in China.
Course.
There are so many Chinese speakers.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the normal Chinese school, elementary school, when I was 10 years old. And I started to learn Chinese and English.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Chinese, of course. You're going to. You're basically. Would you say the way you're thinking is basically Chinese? You're basically a Chinese person, you would say?
Maybe.
Okay.
My thinking is so like Chinese people.
And I can completely understand that situation because when I think of myself, I think myself, I'm completely Canadian. Like I don't think of myself in any way as being Filipino. I understand the Philippines and I understand even some of the language, but there's no way I would say that I'm at all Filipino.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.